Well, hello, my beautiful people, and happy 2023! OMG. Okay, so we are officially sitting into the first 7 days of 2023, and this is my first podcast of 2023. We are literally coming out the gate, hitting everything as heavy as possible in regards to personal health, in regards to business health, in regards to budget health, financial health, health of all kinds, mental health. Let's not forget about that one. We all know how much I am passionate about mental health. But that being said, we're talking about all these things in 2023, and I have recorded 3 different Happy 2023 episodes, and none of them have really hit the mark. And I believe that the reason that is because I go and I talk about things on my podcast that I want to talk to other people about. It's like I need to hear other people's opinions. And it's not even that I need other people's opinions for validation or anything like that. It's more than anything, it's just shit that it's like, I am way too in my head about this. And so then I talk to somebody, I'm like, oh, that's a good perspective. I want to put that in my podcast. So then I end up re-recording the episode. So the first Happy 2023 episode that I started was the day of 2023. Like, first day, out the gate, I woke up, hungover as shit, and I decided I'm gonna record a podcast right here. You heard my groggy voice at the beginning and everything. And I decided not to post that one because I was like, no, it's just not to the quality that I normally have my podcast at. And I'm not saying I'm sitting here professional with a mic and like all that shit. I don't have it, nor do I really care to. Like, this is an outlet, not supposed to be a stressor. And so I, you know, was like, no, I'm not gonna do that. I don't like it. It was recorded on my phone in my bed. Like, I don't love that. And then the second one I recorded was also on my phone. I can't remember what that one was about. Weird. I have no clue what that one was about. I don't have my work phone on me. Both my phones are in my bedroom, and I currently reorganize my house. So my bedroom's a long ass ways away from my actual desk. So we're not doing that. Anyways, and then the last one was about, you know, relationships and moving on from things that really hurt you in 2022. And so let's get started. Let's just hop right into it. This might be a longer episode. I literally have no clue how long it's gonna be. I apologize if it's too terribly long, but who doesn't love my voice? Let's be honest. but let's go ahead and hop into it. So first of all, catch up. Oh my god, the last month of 2022 was fucking insane. I know I only recorded like 1 or 2 podcast episodes. Like, I was very hit and miss on those. And it was purely because I was so frick-fracking busy. And then I was in, like, I went to Texas to visit my family on the 17th. And I didn't get back until the 1st. The goal was not to be gone that fucking long. I was not supposed to be gone that fucking long. I was supposed to be gone for 2 weeks. 2 weeks. And I was gone for only 2.5, but it felt like fucking forever, bro. And so if you heard about all the Southwest flights that got canceled, I was one of those 5,000 Southwest flights that were canceled just for the Wednesday before New Year's. And so that being said, I couldn't get on another Southwest flight until the 1st of January. And so I was like, okay, cool. Not doing that. I have to be in LA for New Year's Eve. And I told my mom, I'm like, mom, it's important. I have to be back. And it's not even, I threw a party at my house for New Year's Eve, but it wasn't even that aspect. Like, I could cancel a party, and I'm honestly not too upset about canceling a party because I'm kind of an introvert the more I learn myself. Like, I don't like to be out and about like that all the fucking time. And if I have to host it, that means that people don't get out of my house. So I'm just not the biggest fan of hosting all the time. I do enjoy it, but it's also just like, I'm not that person anymore. So I have a hard time with it. That being said, I had this party that I was supposed to be hosting, and I just, since I moved out to LA, I've never rang in a new year in LA. I've been living here. I'm now working on my 4th year of living here. So I've been here almost, I'm like a senior in high school and living in California. And I haven't ever been away from my parents for New Year's Eve. And like, even like, I was talking to this guy. You'll get to know him a little better. I might name drop him here later in the podcast. Let me decide. Let me think about it for a minute. But I was with this guy, and last year, him and I actually met each other in 2021, and so he picked me up from the airport in 2022, and whenever I was talking to him yesterday, he was like, I would said something about, you know, I was not going to be in Texas for New Year's Eve. I've been in Texas, in Arkansas, I've been not here for New Year's Eve the past 3 years, and I wanted to be here. And he was like, no, you weren't here last year for New Year's Eve, were you? And I'm like, nah, bitch, you picked me up from the airport, like, on New Year's Day. Like, you were my ride. But he's a good guy. But he's just forgets stuff every now and then. But he was like, oh, yeah, you haven't been here for New Year's Eve. I'm like, no, this is my very first New Year's Eve. And I tell you what, it was a fucking blast. Okay, so first of all, one of my best friends, Jess, she is listening to this podcast right now. I can guarantee to you because she always listens to my podcast. She's an amazing fucking human. And she supports me in every single fucking thing I do. Like, I love this girl to no ends. That being said, she asked me on New Year's Eve, because she was one of, like, her whole friend group came over for the party I was hosting. Because, honestly, I don't have a whole lot of friends. So, we were all, like, standing around talking. And they were like, what are we going to do for your New Year's? And I was like, oh, my God, come to my place. And that's kind of how that worked. But her and her boyfriend came over early. And OMG. We had so much fun. She looked at me at one point and was like, I'm waiting on another podcast. I'm like, I posted and told you guys I was going to post one here soon, but I'm with my family, so I can't podcast. She goes, what are you talking about? And I said, girl, you are literally the only reason I post on that fucking Instagram, so you better be watching. And she started dying laughing, and she looks at my Instagram and everything. She's like, oh, yeah, I did see that. I liked it because it's a really cute picture of you. Okay, cool. Yeah, solid. Can't wait. And so her and her boyfriend were here. We toasted to some things before everybody else got here. And one of the things we toasted to was closing the door on relationships that weren't meant to follow us into 2023. Now, this is something that me and my boss had talked about because we were like her and I had actually talked about it on New Year's Eve. Because whenever I landed on New Year's Eve, I wanted to wear IE. Like, I wanted to walk in wearing something that I'm proud of, that I work on, like, I work at a regular exposure, and it's something I'm proud of every single fucking day. Like, I love my job. I love what I do. I love how I do it. And it's something that I'm very, very passionate about. And so I want to do it. I want to work on this. I want to show her my support outside of that office. You know what I mean? So whenever it comes to, you know, really showing my support for regular exposure, that's one of the things that I was really big about for New Year's Eve. I'm like, I'm going to wear an outfit from a regular exposure for New Year's Eve. It's gonna happen. I'm sick and tired of, like, me making excuses. Oh, I can't work the outfit. Oh, I can't work the aesthetic. Oh, it doesn't work on me. Bullshit, Josephine. Bull fucking shit. You know it's wrong. You know that's wrong. You know. You know you can rock that shit just as well as anybody else that rocks it. So why the fuck are you holding yourself back right now? So I kind of got pissed off at myself and told myself to shut the fuck up. And I tell you what, I'm so appreciative of myself saying that because I don't tell myself that enough. Like, I don't tell myself to shut the fuck up enough. And it really makes me chuckle because I was sitting there thinking the other day, I'm like, I need to just start telling myself to shut the fuck up because, like, what the hell? And so that's what I did on New Year's Eve. We were starting strong. And I was just like, you know what, Josephine, shut up. You know you can work that outfit just as well as anybody else, if not better, because you helped create it. Duh. And so I was like, okay, yeah, I'm going to wear it. So my boss, I text her and I was like, hey, I'm going to go into the showroom and I'm going to grab an outfit for New Year's Eve. And she's like, oh my God, I have to grab mine too. When are you going? Because her and I, like, we're like best friends. Like, I love my boss so much. And like her and I, we were on an adventure the other day because it's just me and her at that company. So like we were on adventure the other day and I was talking to her. I'm like, do you realize that sometimes you're just like, you're my best friend, bro. Like, I love you so damn much. Like, you are my ride or die. I tell you everything. Like, she knows about everybody in my life. And it's not like a best friendship that it's bad in a work environment by any means. It's just like a friendship that it's like, you can tell that we're not afraid to upset one another because we know we're not mad. We know that it's nothing personal. It's just like, you need someone in your life that's going to be fucking real with you whenever you need that, you know? And I have three solid people in my life that it's like, no matter how many times I have turned and walked away from them, they are right there waiting on me whenever I come back. And that's a rare occasion. Usually I'm that person for other people. So it's really nice to see that I have people like that. And I'm never going to take them for granted again. Because damn, those are my people, you know? But anyways, I digress. My boss was going to meet me there. And we hadn't seen each other at this point 2.5 weeks. So we missed each other. And we had virtual meetings. We had our 2023 planning meeting. Like, there was so much shit that we wanted to be in person for, to talk it out. And we were so frustrated whenever those plans were just hijacked with the plane shit. So it was just really frustrating. I probably shouldn't have used hijacked and plane in the same sentence. That's kind of, sorry. I hope I didn't offend anybody. But Her and I ended up meeting at the office, gave each other the biggest hugs. I was literally so excited to see her. She was so excited to see me. We picked out our outfits for New Year's, steamed them in the office, like whole nine yards. Like, it was great. And so I was so excited. I came here, came back, started doing my makeup. I did some TikTok transitions, and I forgot to do all of them on the half, on the back end. Like, I told myself this year, I'm like, I'm gonna really take my social media seriously. Like, I really think I can monetize that. And I mean, for God's sakes, I do it every single day at my job and for my companies. So it only makes sense that I do something like that for myself as well and just really capitalize on this shit. Like, why the fuck am I not able to do it? You know, like, why? And so it's purely just lack of wanting to. It's not that I don't want to. Like, I would love to see results like that from my socials, and it's just me fucking around. Like, I would love that. But I'm not the person that, like, I come home and I just work and work and work. Like, I have a tendency, like, I'll come home, and don't get me wrong, I'm a workaholic. I'm not gonna admit the fact that I'm not a workaholic, because I definitely am. Like, I'm fully aware of where I need to work on myself, and that's one of them. But in saying that, I come home, and I usually sit down, and I'll be on my phone on TikTok for like 2 or 3 hours. And then I'll get up, I'll cook dinner or something, and I'll go and I'll lay in bed after dinner. I might take a quick nap, and then I'm gonna get up, I'm gonna come over here to my desk, and I'm gonna work on some stuff. I might answer a few emails, I might not. I might not work at all that night. Like, it really just depends on my feelings. And whenever it comes to like trying to monetize your social media, run this business, run that business, make sure all of their socials are popping off. Make sure you remember to record a podcast. Oh, and don't forget that you also have a 9-to-5, that you're completely responsible for making sure all that shit happens. Oh, and you volunteered for this, and oh, you still wanna have a social life. Like, I just counted 8 things on my hands. 8 things. And that's things that it's like, they're not just like tasks. Like, these are jobs, literal jobs. Like, I have a possible wedding lined up for May 13th of 2023. Tell me why I did that, because I'm not supposed to be in fucking Los Angeles. I'm already booked somewhere else for something else. Like, but I told her, I was like, I can telecommunicate the entire day of wedding coordination. You only have to pay me this much, and you don't have to worry about nothing. Everything's done for you already. I'll make sure the week of the wedding, everything's done. And she's like, okay, let me talk to my fiance about it. I might actually like that, because I don't know if I really want a day of coordinator. And I'm like, a virtual day of coordinator, honestly, is one less person you have to worry about feeding, one less person that you have to worry about paying them to physically be in your presence, and they are going to work their asses off to make sure that everything's there on time. Like, they're gonna do their best. And not to mention, she's from my hometown, so I know that the budget's a little lower due to the fact of like the cost of living. So like Los Angeles, my prices are different because I'm in Los Angeles, and yet everything's more expensive out here. And Arkansas is like 49th on cost of living. Like, it's cheap to live in Arkansas. People retire to Arkansas for a reason. And so that being said, like, California is sitting at number 2, Los Angeles specifically, and I got Arkansas, it's 49. Like, nah. Like, I walk into Arkansas, people, they got fucking rich. Like, it's ridiculous. And so, that being said, it's like, I have to take that into account being a cross-country wedding planner. And I realized that I had double booked myself minutes after I told her that I could do it. And I'm not going to say anything yet, because she hasn't confirmed that she wants to use me. And I'm pretty sure she's going to want to have someone in person. And if she says that she wants to have someone in person and she wants me in person, I'll be like, I'm sorry, actually, I'm not supposed to be there that weekend. So I apologize, but unfortunately that date has been booked prior to you confirming that you'd like to move forward. So like, that's cool. Like, it's whatever. It kind of sucks, but it's whatever. Like, I've learned that everything happens for a reason, right? And in this aspect of like me having so much shit going on and me doing so much and me just trying to make shit shake for other things, it really just forces me to be okay with things not working out. Like, with some things just not happening exactly how I want them to. I can't be a perfectionist in everything. Like, it's literally not possible. And like, for example, I'm trying to come up with passive streams of income, because I work my ass off. Like, I want to be wealthy. I want to be well off. I want to make my hometown community better in some great ways. Like, I want to build an arts center that focuses on bringing intelligent entrepreneurs into town and not talking about real estate and accounting and all this shit. I want creative marketing, creative shit coming into that town, because there are some people that they have talent. They just don't know what the fuck to do with it. And I'm not saying maybe have it directly in my hometown, but I would love to have it in that area where it's like, I'm benefiting a community that benefited me so much, so much. And I feel like people really think inside the box in my hometown. And like, it's something I really am passionate about and I want to get out of, because I just hate, oh my God. And I hope, if my cousin's listening to this, I hope she really hears me whenever I say this, but I hate that some people have a dream of going to school and staying in that town. That town is so small. It's small-minded, it's small opinions, it's people not working to elevate themselves and make themselves better. It's people, it's like nepo babies. That's all it is. There we go. It's fucking nepotism. It's nepotism every single fucking day. And for the ones that us that build ourselves from the bullshit that we had to deal with, the bullshit that was our parents' reputation. My family is, like, in my hometown, they didn't have, the Menardis name does not have a great reputation. We're not bad people. People enjoy us. But it's not like we're the basketball star or the basketball star coach or the football head coach or the mayor or, you know, any of that bullshit. We weren't ever involved in any of that. Like, my family didn't give two shits. My dad was a deadbeat in high school. He did every drug under the sun and just didn't really care to, like, he was smart. He's artistic. He got an offer to full ride for an architectural school. Like, it's not that he doesn't have talent. He just didn't care to use the talent. And then my mom, like, she came from a poor home life and is just really, she was trying to make herself better. She married my dad to get out of her poor home life. And has, she's been excelling. Like, that's the thing, is like, they've really built themselves up from what their reputation was in high school. But then I got really upset the other day because my cousin, he's on my dad's side. He was telling his girlfriend, I was with his girlfriend at the beach, and she's like, you know, I just feel all this pressure. I'm like, pressure from what? Like, girl, you're the one that has to say yes. Like, I'm confused. Like, if anything, he should feel the pressure. And she's like, no, not in that, but just like, you know, the Menardis name. And I said, what? Like, I straight up looked at her. It is like 12 p.m. or 12 a.m. on the beach. And I'm like, what? What are you talking about? And she's like, well, y'all's reputation is just so good. And, like, Brayden talks so highly of, like, we have to keep the Menardis name. And I said, the Menardis name is the deadbeat name. I'm going to be completely transparent. And the fact that that shit wasn't nothing until I walked in that school. Like, and that's the thing. In small towns, your reputation is built from school. And after you get out of school, that's fucking it, dude. Like, if you didn't make yourself something while you were in high school, then in that town, you're not seen as shit. You are nothing. And I hate that so much. Like, if you don't have, like, for example, I had a really good reputation when I left school. I had, you know, presidencies under my belt. I was going to LA. Everybody knew it. I was a volleyball star. I had offers from D1 schools. Like, I had all this shit that was going my way. And I can only thank God for that. But I had all these amazing things happening to me. And it was great. Except for whenever I left that town. Now, every time I come back, I'm a fucking superstar, talk of the town per se. Like, I got people DMing me, I got people texting me, and it might not be my peers. My peers could give a shit less that I'm in town. That's not who it is. It's the old people with money. Those are the people that want to know what the fuck I'm doing with my life. They want to catch up. They want to hear the podcast. They want to hear the blogs. They want to hear all this bullshit. And it's purely like, that's what this town is built on. That's what this entire town is built on. It's just like, if you have ever watched anything that is a small town movie, or if you've ever listened to, like, Miranda Lambert puts it perfectly all the fucking time. If you listen to Miranda Lambert, it's country music. Bear with me. It's country music, Miranda Lambert. You can listen to The House That Built Me. And that's how anybody that leaves their small southern hometown, that's how they feel. And I feel like that's how anybody feels if they leave their hometown. But, like, that's how they feel. Then you have Famous in a Small Town. That one is the epitome of living in a fucking small town. And you can't convince me otherwise, because she has a line in there where she's like, I'm just as famous if I've shot the first deer of the season as I was if I was elected mayor. And I'm like, that's fucking facts. Like, the amount of times that I was on the front page of that fucking newspaper, I could literally count. I don't think I could count it on both hands. Like, that's what I'm saying, is like, the bar is so low. It's so low that these people get an ounce of talent that they hear about and they freak the fuck out. So, I digress. And the fact that I want to put something in my community to help harbor that talent and give that opportunity for these people, that they don't feel like they have a way out. People want out of that town. And if you're smart, you want a way out of that town. Because if not, you are going to be stuck there for life. You're going to be miserable. And if you do like it, you're fucking clinically insane. And you can't convince me otherwise. Anyways, next topic. But let's go back to New Year's. So, New Year's Eve, fucking crazy. I was having the time of my fucking life. I enjoyed it so much. So much. Me and all of my friends were together. Not all of my friends. My other two, like, close friends were throwing parties. And then, obviously, my boss isn't going to hang out with me. She's 30 years old. I'm 21. Like, she's not going to hang out with me. So, all in all, I had some friends with me. We rang in the new year. I got fucking plastered. Champagne. It was raining. If you know me, you know rain is such a good omen to me. Like, I am so big on rain. I love rain. It rains every year on my birthday. It rains every year around Christmas. Like, it's always raining at the moments that it's like, Josephine is here to shine. And it was raining on New Year's Eve, and it rained all the way through New Year's Day. And that made me so fucking happy, and nobody understands how it made me happy, for the pure fact that, like, rain means so much to me. And it means so much to me because of the way I was raised. And my mom and I was like, it was always, I was dancing in the rain. I love dancing in the rain. And so that just kind of became my thing. And then it's just been like, now anytime that rain comes into my life, it's because I made a good decision. Whenever I dropped out of college, it rained within 10 minutes of me sending that email. You can't tell me that that's not some God shit right there. Or, like, it rains on my birthday every year. It rains whenever I land in California, typically, unless it's, like, the dead heat of summer. It usually rains whenever I land back in California. It rains around Christmas. It rains every year the week of my birthday. Like, I might be reading too much into rain. Maybe. But sometimes it just lines up and it doesn't make any fucking sense to why it should line up. Whenever me and Jess had a conversation about wanting to pretty much say, like, TFA is on the side burner, we're not fucking dealing with that anymore, we want to focus on a regular exposure, it rained that same afternoon. It was raining the moment that we had that conversation. Like, good omens, people. And so, it was pouring rain New Year's Eve. I had a bottle of champagne that we popped on the street corner and shook it up and sprayed. It was so much fun. I was drenched, soaking wet, came back to the apartment, had the party. It was so much fun, rang in the new year. And I remember falling asleep in my desk chair, and Jess and her boyfriend and her boyfriend's best friend were all like, we should probably go. Cause I fucking passed out in my desk chair. I was so drunk. And I was like, no, I can answer your question. And Jess is like, no, you're asleep. We're gonna go home. And I was like, okay, I'm gonna go throw up. And she was like, are you okay? And I'm like, yes, but please leave. Fun fact about me, I hate whenever anybody hears me throw up. Like, it grosses me out so bad. I don't like throwing up. I know I gross myself throwing up, so I can't imagine somebody else in front, like, around me while I'm throwing up. It literally makes my mind hurt. I don't like it. So I kicked her out of my house because she was trying to help, and I love her for that, but I hate throwing up in front of people. I handled myself, went to bed, woke up the next morning, so excited for the new year. This energy this year has been absolutely insane, and I don't think it's gonna stop. I currently sat down, I started answering emails, figuring out some stuff. I'm underneath my air conditioner right now, so hold up, let me turn this off. There we go. With where my desk is at right now, I'm underneath the air conditioner, which is, like, fine, but it also just kind of cracks me up because I'm going to have to make sure I turn off the fan every time I do a podcast. Anyways, I wanted, oh, my first podcast that I had recorded earlier, I had the one in my bed, and then I'd recorded one while I was doing my makeup, and it was about toxic hustle culture. I might actually go ahead and post that one, because that's a good little, like, 30-minute episode that I am a firm believer in, and I'm, yeah, you can't convince me otherwise. And I might even, you know, release the third one, because the third one's about ending relationships and, like, feeling if you should keep them, let go of them. If you should, you know, whenever you feel like you gotta let go, you just gotta fucking rip off the band-aid and fucking let go, bro. Like, don't respond when they text you, because they're gonna text you back eventually. You know, like, it's shit like that. Like, just don't fucking do it. You gotta let go. You gotta move on. Act like they're dead. Whether they're a friend, a lover, it does not matter. You gotta move on. And I told myself with my toast with Jess and her boyfriend, I was like, you know what? And I said their names, and I was like, if I don't hear from them before the new year, then they didn't want to be a part of 2023. And I didn't hear from either of them before the new year, New Year's Day. Now we're sitting 7 days in, still haven't heard from them. So I deem that as a, you don't want to be a part of my life anymore. And that's okay. So I'll post those two episodes. And this one. So, whoo, y'all got a 3-episode whammy. Woohoo! But I want to talk about, like, my goals for 2023 a little bit, because I feel like this is something that everybody does every year, and it's kind of annoying, because, like, I'm not a person that believes in, like, New Year's resolutions or anything like that, because I feel like you're holding yourself to a standard that is just rude. Like, you shouldn't hold yourself to that, because typically we're not, it's hard to have a habit for 365 days. It's a challenge, and all you're going to do is disappoint yourself at the end of the year. So I am a person that I like to make healthy goals for myself, and we've called this year the year of Josephine for a minute, and I have, like, my goals over there on the board, and I'm gonna change them because I don't like them anymore. And the fact that I feel like I made those out of a selfish jurisdiction of, like, the result, which is great, but I really, one of my goals this year is to focus on loving the journey, not focus so much on the prize, not focus so much on the finish line. Like, yeah, the finish line means I've got a condo that I've decorated, it's entirely made for me, and, you know, a, you know, skyscraper of an office, and, you know, as many marker boards as I want, and as many bags as I want, and as many shoes as I want, and I can go out to eat whenever the fuck I want, and I have assistants and a staff and a studio. Like, yeah, that's the finish line, that's the end goal, that's the hope, that I hope that I have celebrity weddings that I'm taking care of. I hope that I'm handling things with such tenacity and such grace that people are like, yeah, I fuck with her because she's sweet, but she gets shit done. Like, that's what I want. Yes, I'm building her every single fucking day. But what I'm not gonna do is only focus on the finish line. Because if you don't love the journey, well, what the fuck was the point in doing it? You know what I mean? Like, there comes a point where it's like, why the fuck am I doing this? Am I doing it because I actually want to? Am I doing it because it'll help me? Am I doing it because I enjoy it? Or am I doing it because I know at the end of the day I'm going to have money? That's never the reason to do it. You want to do it because you have passion for it, because your goals in life are to do something with this idea in your head. So let's sit here and we're going to make my goals for 2023. We're going to refigure these. And, like, I think I've already wrote a blog post on my goals. And you know what? My aunt can enjoy that blog all she wants. But we're going to make 8 goals. 8 goals that are about enjoying the journey. 8 goals that are about not the result, not the where I'm going to be at the end of the year. 8 goals to improve myself, to enjoy this year as I'm on this journey. So let's just hop right into it. One of my goals is to eat cleaner and healthier. Like, this is not any, like, I'm not going on a diet. I'm not going to say I want to lose, like, 40 pounds. I'm not going to say I want to tone. I want to do this. I want to do that. No, I want to feel good. I want to eat clean. I want to eat healthily. I want to put what's in my body that I know where it's coming from, and I feel confident in what I'm putting in my body. I want to balance my hormones, like, that kind of stuff. Like, I want to make sure that I'm taking care of myself holistically so that way I can show up as my best self every single day. Second goal is to create 2 passive income streams. This is great because I wanted to create one for Bridal Bell and one for Jury. And I think this allows me the opportunity to create one in both categories and have it launch here soon. I'm not even setting a launch date. There was no timeline on that. It's just by the end of the year, have two of those created. I don't care if they launch New Year's Day of 2024. They're created and ready to fucking go, you know? And then let's talk about my 9-to-5. One of my goals is to be director of operations at the company. BDOA. Wait, nope. That's not what that means. Be director of operations, DOO, at IE. That's a big goal that I'm going to speak into existence because I really want to be director of operations at IE. It's something I really want to work on and focus on and like get there. I love every aspect of a regular exposure and I want to do my best to like really push myself to be the best asset ever at that company. And I told her she's got at least 3 more years with me. The goal is for me to be out of there by the New Year's Day 2027. So she's got all of this year and then 3 more years. So that's really exciting. I think she's stoked. I'm pretty stoked. I think by that point, my businesses will have grown enough. They might grow faster and I'm going to have to figure that out because I already told her I'm going to be there for 3 more years. What was my goal to get out by 2026? Maybe it was New Year's Day 2026. So she's got 2023, 2024, 2025. Yes. Okay. Goal was to be out 2026, latest 2027. So she's got 3 to 4 years with me. And so the goal is to grow my businesses in the meantime. So that way they're healthy enough to be able to carry me past that. So yeah. So be director of operations at IE. That's a big goal for me. I want to make it to Paris and just travel. Like I want to make it to Paris. I want to travel. I want to go to Mexico. Like Z and I were talking about it. Oh, by the way, his name is Z. Z and I were talking about it and I was like, where do you want to go this year? And he's like, oh, I don't know. I kind of want to go to London. I want to go to Mexico. I've never been to Mexico. I'm like, me either. And so we started talking about that and I was like, I'm going to go to Paris for my birthday. I plan to go in October after, you know, a lot of the year has passed and the fact of like, I don't have to stress about much, like almost everything's done. Black Friday prep will have been handled. Like everything's going to be handled. So I'm not going to be stressed out sitting in Paris, enjoying myself. I want to go to Paris and then from Paris, I want to go to London. And then from London, I want to fly to China to meet our manufacturer because I've never met our manufacturer for a regular exposure. So Jess and I are talking about meeting each other in China after everything because she's going to go on a vacation right around the same time. Or that's the goal, is that both of us are going to be out of office around the same time. But my goal is to take like a full 1 week long vacation to go to Paris. And I do want to catch a train up to London and just like see a few things at London and just like see the environment. Like it just seems so intoxicating. And I've read a few like romance novels that are written in London. And I just think that it's going to be a really enjoyable place that I've never really had on my mind. But I also kind of want to go to southern France. So, I don't know. I can always go to France again, but I'm going to Paris. But I'm going to go to Paris. I'd like to go to London. I'd like to go to China. I would like to, and the China thing is a work trip. So that's probably going to be, that's going to be happening. But I would also love to go to Mexico. Me and Amanda are talking about going to Mexico this summer at some point, just to like, really like her, she's been to Mexico, but I've never been to Mexico and I want to go so freaking bad. So her and I are talking about going to Mexico. And then, I want to go to Miami at some point. Like Miami just seems like a fucking blast. So I want to go to Miami. I want to go to visit my brother at school. He is going to be graduating this December. So I'm like, I want to go and see his school. So I might go and see him while I'm over in the East Coast later this year. So yeah, it's just going to be a lot of me just like, I just want to travel more than anything. I want to go to, you know, I've got 4 new countries on the list. Like I would love to even sneak up to like Copenhagen. Like I want to just travel and really feel like I can live my life, you know? And not be working all the fucking time. So I have already decided that I'm going to be technically out of office the month of October. And it's not necessarily out of office in my 9-to-5. Like I'll only be gone for like 2 weeks, but for everything else, like my businesses, I've got an out of office message and you will not be able to contact me the entire month of October. I don't give a shit if your wedding's November 1st, you're not talking to me in October. I'll have somebody else talk to you cause I can't fucking do it right now. With that being said, I'm really wanting to focus on that. And just like focus on traveling and doing the best for what I want to do mentally. That being said, I also want to start journaling again. And I feel like that's something I kind of do with you guys. So there gets a point where it's like, especially I noticed whenever I was writing my blog, that I felt like I would get to where it's like I was journaling and then I was going to write my blog and then I was going to tell my friends about it. So it felt like I was just repeating the same message over and over. And I want to do that, but I want to get into like not necessarily manifest journaling, because I feel like that's some witchcraft shit that I probably shouldn't fuck with, because with my luck it'd blow up in my face somehow. However, I really want to fuck with like positive mindset journaling. So like talking about the good things that happened in my day. Like with you guys, I give y'all the raw and the real. So y'all know the good, the bad, the ugly, like y'all know all of it. And it's the same with my blog. And like my blog is sometimes really fucking depressing. So that being said, I really just like wanna have a positive mindset in journaling, and like I wanna get to where it's like I'm doing morning journaling and meditation, like just to walk into my day being like, oh, how nice. I wanna get into consistent exercising. This is purely because I have the worst anxiety. And I really, 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 really wanna get a hold on that. And like I've really done a lot in the past couple of months for my anxiety and like understanding what I need, when I need it, how I need it. So like there are moments that I'll take a walk and I'll take a breather, and just kind of giving myself a second. And so with me allowing that opportunity to myself, it makes it a lot easier for me to be able to move forward in my day and like learning my anxiety and how to best handle it. And that's something that like me and my ex-boyfriend, we would get in a lot of like fights and stuff about, because I would like lash out to him. And it wasn't that I lashed out because I was mad at him or upset with him. It was I lashed out because I didn't know how to process my own emotions super well, and my anxiety would get the best of me. So I really want to focus on that, so that way I can show up for people in the best way possible. I love creative marketing. I love creative marketing. So I want to pitch at least to at least one company a month a creative marketing idea. And I feel like this will get me to where it's like I'm gaining more ideas for other aspects of my life, you know, my 9-to-5, my own job, like allowing myself that opportunity, you know, to where it's like, oh my God, I know it, you know? So I think that that's going to be really, really great for me. And then last but not least is take those socials seriously. So this is just like, and it's like, honestly, I'm not super stressed on starting the social seriousness in January, because fucking everybody's doing it in January. And I'm like, ugh, it's so saturated. But right around February, like Valentine's Day, everybody kind of falls off. And I plan on like starting to really get in a groove by then. But yeah, I have these goals now. I need to like pin them up in front of my computer or like tape it on my monitor. But here we go. 2023 goals. I've created 8 goals about enjoying the journey and not necessarily enjoying the end goal. Like somewhere in here, yeah, I'm probably gonna buy myself a Dior bag. Yeah, I'm gonna have a photo shoot for my birthday. Yeah, I'm gonna go to all of these fucking crazy places and I'm gonna take all these pictures and do all these fun things. Yeah, that's gonna be great. However, let's focus on the journey and not on the end goal. And so 2023 goals: eat cleaner, create 2 passive income streams, be a director of operations at a regular exposure, make it to Paris and just travel, start journaling, consistent exercising, 1 company a month with a creative marketing idea, take those socials seriously. 8 things that are all about the journey. Now let's talk about results, because we're all doing this for results. So it's nice to have the results in mind, right? Like we don't want to just not have results. But that being said, I don't want any of them to be so pressure. Like I'm not ever going to be like, hold up. I can't do 2 things at once. I've learned when I do, I fuck something up. 2023 goals, results, and 2023 goals, the journey. I feel like this is like it's a active thinking thing. So I have 8 results goals now. So let's just think these out. I love that y'all are just like my little silent partner. I have so much fun with you guys. Anyways, so one of my results goals, I want to
save for a condo slash apartment. I would love to low-key buy a condo or an apartment by not the end of this year or anything. I want to save for that. So I want to have a good chunk of money saved to where I could actually, like, seriously start looking in 2024 to actually buy something. Like, in California, it's hard to buy anything in regards to, like, real estate. But I really would love, love, love to buy a condo that I can really just do whatever the fuck I want with. Anna Sitar is, like, one of my favorite influencers of all time. And she has a condo that she just completely, like, gutted. And now she's doing her own thing with it. And I love that. And I feel like it would be so fun to renovate and play with and just really enjoy and make it completely mine. You know what I mean? So I want to do something like that, whether that be an apartment, a condo, whatever it is. I want to make it completely mine and feel like I can paint the walls if I want, or I can, you know, take out a cabinet if I want, or I can add a new appliance if I want. Like, I don't have to go through hoops and I don't have to make sure it's renter friendly. Another is to increase my savings. I have no, like, rainy day budget anywhere. Like, I've got to get better about saving where I can and just, like, understanding it better. I want to be a better leader. There's always room to grow, and I feel like I'm always a good learner and listener. But I want to be a better leader. Sometimes I have a hard time understanding my own opinions and standing on them. I want to buy a Dior bag or YSL or Chanel. I don't give a shit. I want a fucking bag. I want a luxury bag. And I want to save up for a new car. I want an Audi, save it for Audi electric. I want an electric sports car so bad I can barely breathe. I love Scarlett, don't get me wrong. I'm going to cry whenever I have to get rid of Scarlett. Like, I really am, but I really want an electric Audi. I think it'll be fucking fire. I think it'll be fucking fire. Let's talk about socials. Right now, I have a little under 2,000 followers. I have, like, 1,700 something. 1,270 something. Yeah, 1,275, I think, is what I hit the other day. That being said, I have, like, no fucking followers. So let's push for 10K. Like, let's dream big. 10K followers by the end of the year. With all the traveling and shit I'm gonna do, I'm gonna have so much content. I better have 10K. Like, damn, I'm gonna be working my ass off on that content. Okay, cool. So 10K followers is the goal. And then I would love to start writing a book. I want to write a book about me living this life at 20. Like, I moved out here at 18, not understanding the world, not understanding what I was doing. And I want it to be like a little, like, I want it to be the story of what I've done and how I've moved out here and the things that I've come over. I've now had two heartbreaks and a friendship breakup and not been able to pay rent some days. Like, it gets tough, and I want people to understand that they're not alone. And I don't want to do it in the form of an autobiography or anything like that, because my story is not even close to done. It's not even close to a milestone where I feel like I can talk about those things, but I want there to be something. And then I also want to be invited. I want to be invited to speak at least two events. Now, this might seem like something really stupid and small, but I love sharing my knowledge in any way that I can. I'm not a person that likes to teach, per se. I like teaching through action. I don't want to sit there and have to explain to you why you need to do this, this, and this. I don't like answering stupid questions. I'll tell you it's a stupid question. Like, I'm not an everyday teacher. I'm not that person where it's like, I couldn't fucking handle kindergartners. Honestly, probably couldn't even handle middle schoolers. Like, high schoolers is the people I'd fuck with, because I'd be sitting there and be like, they'd ask a stupid question. I'd be like, why the fuck are you asking me a stupid question? Like, I would be that person that fucking says that. And that being said, I want to be invited to speak on my expertise in creative marketing and social media strategy in 2023. to at least 2 different events. And that might seem kind of lofty, but I like the lofty goals. Those are my favorite. So, that being said, I gotta log off of here because I gotta start working on those socials and these businesses so that way I can make these goals and dreams become a reality, because your girl's gonna be popping off with the Dior bag soon. I guarantee it. I will talk to you soon. I love you. I hope you're having a great day, night, week, whatever it may be. And don't forget to write down your 2023 goals based on the journey and the results. Love you.